This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 92. American Roleplay Conversation. Is the invitation real?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. Sometimes when an American person says they want to see you again, they might not mean it. In this episode, you'll find out what exactly they mean when they say, "Let's meet up again sometime." All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Aubrey, do you think that when Americans extend an invitation, they always mean it? Like they always are actually asking you to hang out or to do something?
No, right? Sometimes just the way we say see you later, we'll say like, we should hang out sometime.
And we're just, that was we just mean one. Bye. Yeah, that was bye. Oh my gosh. In American English, there are so many things that don't mean what you think they mean. They're just greeting.
It can be so confusing for sure. Cause I can imagine if someone after, you know, that, oh, we should hang out sometime. And the other person says, great, I'm free Monday. If the first person was just saying goodbye, it would be awkward. Like, oh, yes.
Yeah. So this is the first thing we want to show you guys in today's episode. You have to know that maybe in your culture, if someone invites you out for coffee or talks about getting together, it might be genuine, but in American English, it's not always genuine. And a lot of times it's about whether they give specific details or they just use the word sometime.
Exactly, right? Because if someone said, let's have a coffee sometime, I would for sure just say, sweet, yeah, bye.
Yeah, bye.
I would never say, let's get something on the calendar right now.
Right. Would you follow up at a later date and say, oh, I'm free on Friday? Would you do that if that person said it that way? Right. Okay.
No, you're right. I think the key word is the sometime, right? That's sometime. Very much just sort of a throwaway we phrase. If we say like, let's hang out sometime, let's have a coffee sometime, that just means it was good to see you. See you later.
Yeah. Goodbye. Or at the very least, I would wait to hear from them on that. I wouldn't reach out because the reason I know this is true is that I remember at least in the last week thinking that I was inviting someone and I actually wanted to do the thing with them. I didn't say sometime. So last night I was actually out for trivia with some friends and I wanted this friend of mine to come over for dinner to our place. And I said, hey, come over for dinner soon. And I didn't say sometime because I knew that they would know that was not a true invitation if I said sometime. So I said soon.
But they also, I could see that being interpreted as like, about the same as sometime, right?
I need to call him and invite him out. So invite him over for dinner.
Yeah, that might be another trigger word like, oh, we should hang out soon. Let's do coffee soon. I would still see that as the same as sometime.
So
just like, bye.
Okay.
All right. So, all right. Fair enough. Fair enough. I see what you mean. I see what you mean. Guys, this is real native English right here for you to avoid embarrassing situations. Okay. So soon and sometime are sort of trigger are clue words that the person doesn't mean it.
Yeah, how because they're not, it's no sort of set specific time. You're not making plans. Okay. And natives do. We do this all the time. I'd be so curious if listeners, if this is in your culture as well, because it does sound like an invitation to say, let's hang out soon. Let's get coffee soon. And really, yeah, it's just another way of saying, see you later.
Oh my gosh. Well, then what are the clues that we can look for to know that they really want to do the thing? Get coffee, have dinner.
I think that actually making plans, right? I think about recently a friend said to me, oh, let's hang out sometime soon. And I was like, let's get something on the schedule because if not, it's going to be months. And she was like, yes, let's do it, right? If you have a relationship where you know this person really does want to see you soon, then they're not going to, you know, back off from that. Or they would maybe make the plan and they'll cancel later if they don't really want to hang out with you. But I think for me, I'm really proactive about this. I'm like, we got to get something on the schedule or it's never going to happen, right? But if you don't have that relationship, I like what you said, Lindsay, where, you know, you can leave the ball in their court, as we say, where you can just wait and see if they contact you to actually make a date to go to coffee.
Right. If you know, maybe you misread it, maybe they do want to hang out. So they'll reach out to you. Right. So I think it's really, because sometimes I do end conversations. Maybe we've been taught, we've just had drinks and we've just talked about, oh, let's go camping. We want to go camping. And then at the end of the conversation, I was like, let's go camping sometime. You know, let's do it. And then I'll say something like, I'll follow up with some dates, right? I'll say that as we're saying goodbye and then I will follow up. So there's usually that kind of signal. Like,
yeah,
you said,
there's
Aubrey,
some kind of more specific talk about dates or sometime in the future, right? We don't leave it so general with just the soon or the sometime if we really do want to make plans.
Yeah. Is there anything we can tell in the tone of voice? What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I feel like when we say it as a goodbye, it's very just like friendly and airy, I think, when I say, when if I'm just like, let's hang out soon, you know, let's grab a coffee sometime soon.
Yeah.
It's just so sort of lighthearted, sort of throwaway.
Is throwaway. And we touched on this at the beginning. It's kind of like you're tagging on that sometime or that soon at the very end, right? Mm-hmm. It's more like the goodbye is just a way to end the conversation.
Exactly.
It?
Right. And it just sounds so just, you know, it sounds like bye. It's just like, so, and I feel like it's always going to have tacked on to it. You know, are you free Wednesday if we're actually making plans and it's not just like goodbye?
Right. Yeah. I mean, and this is such a hard kind of pill to swallow, isn't it? When we are crossing cultures, if we make this mistake and we think it's strange, because it is kind of strange. It's very awkward and indirect, the fact that we have to be so weird.
Yeah, I can see that culture. Because, you know, if you're learning a second language, you're taking your cues so much from the vocabulary used, from the words used. This is why idiomatic language is so difficult, because it's rarely related to the actual words being used. And this type of phrase can be so confusing, because this sounds like an invitation to hang out soon to you. So you might leave this conversation very confused if you don't know that, at least in the United States, we just use this as a way to say, see you later.
Yeah, guys. And, you know, we can't change it. It's just the way that Americans communicate. But we're here to translate this for you, show you to watch out for this. Be careful. I would err on the side of waiting. But, you know, what's the worst that can happen? You reach out and maybe you don't hear back. You text them to try to set up that date. Right. You don't hear back. It's not the worst thing in the world. Right.
No, exactly. Right. I would just say give it a few days. Right. If you text them like an hour later, that might seem strange to them, because they probably don't even remember saying that, because in their mind, they were just saying goodbye.
Exactly. Saying, that's the important later key. In their mind, they never invited you.
Exactly.
Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way, and find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
The worst case scenario is the thing you really want to avoid is nailing down the date right there at that moment. You said, Aubrey, you like to nail down the date. So you're willing to be embarrassed, but you just have to know that if you immediately, if they say, oh, we should hang out sometime, and then you say, okay, how about Tuesday? if you're going to catch them in like a deer in headlights, like we say.
Well, that's
right?
The thing is, I feel like it really depends on the level of your relationship, right?
Yeah,
if it were
does.
An acquaintance that I ran into at the park with our kids, I would never do that because I know they're just saying goodbye if they say, let's have a coffee sometime, right? Because we're just not on that level where we're getting together all the time. Whereas if it's a good friend or a family member, someone I know well, and they say that, then they actually mean it. I know, we're going to hang out soon. Let's get something on the calendar. So it's really all about the level of your relationship.
Yeah. And you know, you can take that risk too, because it's going to be fine if you, for whatever reason, if they didn't mean it, it's fine.
If it were an acquaintance, I would always give it a few days before I texted again, because I wouldn't see that as an invitation because we don't know each other that well.
Oh, gosh. It's so interesting. You know, I think, you know, we know it's a greeting. It's an end of the, it's a goodbye, right?
Yep.
It's a goodbye. But why do you think on a deeper level, like a social level, we do this? Why do you think we do this?
I feel like it's actually a very friendly thing to do. This is going to sound weird to our listeners, but just because I'm so used to it, because it is the equivalent of saying, see you later, but it's a little bit more like saying, I actually do want to see you later, because I'm saying, let's meet for coffee sometime. Let's hang out sometime soon. I'm giving the message of, I really do want to see you later. I just don't want to make plans right now because I'm actually saying goodbye to you and I may be in a hurry, but I like you and I want to see you sometime.
Yeah. It's kind of saying I like you, right? It's kind of saying you want to feel closer to the person. It's just that you're not going to take an action anytime soon to make that happen. Maybe they're more saying, I hope I see you just by happenstance at the next event. Right. I hope that for some reason we're in the same place at some time.
Yeah,
but I'm not
going to. There are other options, right? You can just say, so good running into you, you know, good to see you, which is more how you would end a conversation if you're not planning on seeing someone anytime soon.
Yeah, that's true. And that feels more cold, more distant. That feels like, hey, it just was kind of a surprise I met you. Hey, I may never see you again. Hey, it was nice running into you, right?
Right. Which we do use those as a see you later too. And again, depends on the relationship. If it's someone I haven't seen forever, you know, I don't plan on seeing them again because we just don't know each other that well. Maybe it's a parent of someone from school, not going to see that, you know, you just be like, so good running into you.
Yeah. This is really good stuff. This is so interesting. Guys, let us know on the socials. Come back to the socials, you know, WeChat, come back to Instagram. Ask us a question about this or share, you know, how this works in your culture. We realize this might be weird if you're from another culture. So let us know what happens in your culture.
Or sharing experiences. I would love to hear your stories if someone said this to you and you misunderstood, right? Why can't, you know, we should be able to laugh at ourselves and then just grow and learn and move on.
Yeah, I really love thinking about why we do this. You know, the social dynamics behind language. Totally. It's so interesting.
This is really fun chatting about today, and I'm glad our listeners were able to get this insight into crazy things natives say.
This is the kind of insight you get on All Ears English, guys. So go ahead and hit follow on your podcast player, wherever you're listening. Follow, subscribe, make sure you don't miss All Ears English. We publish 4 days a week. Right, Aubrey?
Yes, exactly. All right, we'll see you next time, Lindsay.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.